Hello and welcome to Barbershop Craft with the Croy Cordsman Chorus. I'm Jay Althoff, and today we're going to cover topic number 7 in our craft guide. This topic focuses on creating forward motion within our songs. A common trap for quartets and choruses is to do a nice job of singing one phrase, ending the phrase, then taking a breath, and then starting another phrase. Why is that a trap? After all, isn't that technically what we all need to do? Well, yes, we need to go through those steps, but it is how we do it that is the trap. Many of us may not have thought of using the breaths we take as part of the performance, yet they truly are. At minimum, they help keep up-tempo songs moving along. And with ballads, some of the most dramatic aspects of a song could be between the phrases, but not if we just stop and then start. I'll give you an example using my Wild Irish Rose, first sung with simply stopping the phrase, breathing, and then starting. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. Now, I'll use the breath to stop the phrase and also start the next phrase. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. And hopefully you heard the difference. The second time, I definitely had more forward motion. And if you could see me, you'd also notice my body moving a bit more the second time as well. A tip to reinforce this concept that I picked up from Mike Slamka is to think the word and between the phrases, like my wild Irish rose and the sweetest flower that grows and you may search everywhere but none can compare and I think you get the idea. It's really that easy, but we all need to do it all the time. So have some fun on your own, sing some polecats or other songs you know, but think and between the phrases and use that technique to always have the song moving forward. Our audiences will love it. And that's it. Have fun, and I'll see you at rehearsal.